Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today we're talking about letting things flow. So this was a big thing that came up for me at the weekend and is, you know, something I coach clients with as well. I get coaching on it. It's super important. I've spoken before about, you know, when we're in kind of scarcity mindset, lack mindset, or grasping the outcome, we kind of like constrict back. And the more that we try and grasp and push and grab the outcome, the less we show up as that kind of moving from our full power, from our confidence, from being in that most powerful self. And from your perspective, performing on the court, it means that you're more likely to be making mistakes, getting frustrated, not playing the way you want to play, all because you've got in your head and you're grasping that outcome and you're grabbing it so tightly and you're pushing and hustling and grinding and it just isn't, things just don't feel like they're working, kind of getting quite sticky. So when we look at the other way of being able to clear things out, so I've said before about like mentally decluttering, clearing things, discovering those limiting beliefs, discovering those blocks, where, you know, where is that kind of internal pressure? Where's that coming from? Is that stemming from not enoughness? Is it stemming from needing other people to tell you that you're doing a good job or to create feelings of confidence or whatever it is, or being really frustrated with where you are right now and you just want to be to that next level? Whatever it is, noticing it, observing it, clearing it out, releasing it, and taking back control of your thoughts, actions, and results. So thinking about how we can let things flow, that's a much better position to be in. So as with all of this, it is consistent work. So it is noticing the things that are getting in our way, the mental blocks, the limiting beliefs, the things we say to ourselves that are getting us into that kind of scarcity, grasping, lack mindset, and then being able to release, being able to reframe those thoughts so that, let's say, for example, you're not happy with where you are right now, you're frustrated and you're grasping that outcome and you feel like the more you're grasping it, the more it's being pushed away because you're not performing how you want to perform, you're not showing up, you're getting more and more frustrated, and this becomes that perpetual cycle. If you're in that kind of mindset, then I want you to notice these thoughts, reframe them into what thoughts are actually going to serve you right now in the present moment. So maybe thinking about, well, what action can I take today to show up as my best self? Where can I step into the needle movers? What feelings do I need to generate that's going to help me to show up as I want to? That's going to help me to step into that high performance or that confidence that I want? All of a sudden, then we're in the driver's seat. We're focusing on process over outcome, one step in front of another. We're releasing that frustration because frustration doesn't help us take action. We're bringing our mindset back to what are the things that I can control? And remember, you can always 100% control your thoughts, and your thoughts impact your feelings, and your feelings impact the action that you take, which leads to the results that you get. And all of a sudden, if we can shift into this mindset of what can I control? So you've released the crap, you've mentally kind of release those blocks, you've decluttered, then you're letting that flow happen. And when we're in a flow state, we move easily. Those thoughts that support us come in more naturally because the more that we can reframe, the more those thoughts are going to keep coming, the ones that are going to support us, and we feel more in control. And then what happens when we feel in control? We move not from a place of scarcity and restriction and constricting and lack mindset. we move into more of an expansive, abundant mindset, which means that you're going to move from a completely different energy. You're going to show up more confident. You're going to show up more in control. And therefore, you're going to be taking that action from that place, which means that you're more likely to be in a flow state on the court. So being in the zone, being present, releasing frustrations, that's going to serve you not only in your performance, but off the court as well. And it's those thoughts and feelings and actions that lead to that result, that outcome that you're desiring. But you get focused on the thoughts, feelings and actions. They're the things you can control. Then the outcome happens more naturally because you move towards it. But you're not grasping that outcome. You're letting things flow and you're moving with it. Ah, even as I say this, I'm like, oh, this feels like quite a calm episode because we're talking about flow. We're talking about that kind of gentle movement. I want you to embrace this way of thinking today. This is super powerful. Notice where those blocks are. Declutter. Allow things to flow. Think of it like a water pipe. We've got to kind of clear this stuff out, allowing that water to just flow, do its thing, and you're going to move naturally with it. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.